When it comes to your credit report and credit score, several things that the credit bureaus won't tell you. They may be doing more than collecting your info. They could also be selling it. And this is on the heels of that Federal Trade Commission report about frequent crucial mistakes that could hurt your credit if they're not corrected. 60 Minutes also did a big expose. I talk more about all this with Matt Heimer, editor of the Encore blog at MarketWatch.com. He says the first thing that credit bureaus won't tell you is that they track a lot more than just your credit.
There was data in those credit reports that they never realized was being collected. One good example, information about your salary history can definitely be up for grabs. Equifax, which is one of the three major bureaus, a few years ago bought a data mining company that has salary data on about a third of U.S. adults, which when you think about it is a pretty huge pool. So that's one more thing they can give to anybody who might be checking your credit. And again, it might affect your ability to get the best interest rate or the best deal on a loan.
Something else they won't tell you is that selling our secrets, that's how they make their cash.
Selling data is one of the main revenue sources for the credit bureau industry. And among the things they do with that data is figure out which people look like the best targets for things like credit card solicitations, those dozens and dozens of invites that wind up in your mailbox. Similarly, often if you're wondering how it is that everybody seems to know that you have a mortgage and want to offer you a refi, often it's because they bought that data from a credit bureau.
What they know could even cost us our job.
Almost half of employers say that they now pull credit reports on some or all of their job applicants. And they justify that by basically saying that if a potential hire seems to have a history of not such a great record in terms of paying off their debts or maybe a bankruptcy in their history, that might be an indicator that they have poor work habits, that they're bad decision makers. The problem with that is it becomes kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, you know, someone who might have made some mistakes when they were younger will have a hard time getting ahead in the future because that'll sort of stay on their record and be held against them, even if they've cleaned up their act.
That recent FTC report, not to mention the 60 Minutes report, focused on mistakes, Matt, and how doggedly we should pursue getting all of these mistakes corrected so that we get some accurate analysis of where we are with our credit.
It's definitely worth taking the time to fix a mistake once you see it, because as many as 1 in 8 of them are serious enough that it could actually impact your credit score, possibly negatively. And those mistakes get in there in part because the credit bureaus take a lot of shortcuts when they're compiling the data. For example, everyone's heard stories about people who wind up having credit problems that are related to somebody that has a very similar name to theirs. That's pretty common. It's also often the case that if you have a Social Security number that has, say, 7 digits that it shares with somebody else's, you might wind up with that person's credit data on your report as well. So fighting an error can really be worthwhile. It's really best to go through the credit bureau themselves first rather than going around them to go to another lender, only because that improves your odds from a legal standpoint. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that if you're looking for the most accurate version of your credit score, it doesn't always pay to actually buy it from the credit bureau directly. That's because, generally speaking, the versions of the reports that they sell to you are not the same ones that they show to lenders. For most people, it makes sense either to get the free annual report that they're entitled to that sort of pulls all that stuff together, or if you are going to buy one, buy it from the organization FICO, F-I-C-O, since their reports tend to be closer to what lenders see.
A final question about how we deal with these credit bureaus. They seem to be all-powerful. Do they have us over a barrel?
Well, unfortunately, they do. The way the laws are written, it tends to be important that you go to a credit bureau first when you have a problem with their credit report. Unfortunately, that's the way things are framed. That way, if you ever do wind up in a dispute that has to go to court, you'll have more protections on your side. But in the meantime, I think one of the things that you can do best is essentially do various things to keep those credit bureaus from being too indiscriminate with your information and with your credit. And I would say the most important thing for many people would be to essentially put what's called a fraud alert on their credit bureau reports. In order to do this, you basically notify those organizations that they are not to issue any new credit in your name without verifying the person's identity and ideally getting in touch with you first. That slows things down a little bit, and there might be a small fee involved, but it very drastically reduces the chance that you'll have fraud or identity theft or some kind of mistake on your report to begin with.
That is Matt Heimer. He is editor of the Encore blog at MarketWatch.com.